Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and this is our paranormal show, Creation Lightship Healing, and today's date is December 15th, 2017. I'm going to clear the date for you. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen. And it's your preference of gender, whether it's non-gender, male or female. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that one timeline for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if Anne is all ready to go.
Are yes.
you out there, Anne? Okay.
Yes, Ron. Hello. Good evening and welcome, everyone. As Ron said, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's Friday, so it's Paranormal Friday if you've had any weird occurrences, and who hasn't. You feel free to send them in if you want any insights or clarifications from Ron about what might be going on. Thank you for charging the light beings, Ron, and clearing the date. Someone sent in a request for you to clear yesterday's date, December 14th, as it's the anniversary of one of the horrible shooting tragedies we've had, and a lot of the grief and mourning came to this person's attention. So, and that's one of those things that could possibly be affecting us, even though we're not exactly aware that that's going on. So would you mind clearing December 14th, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Here we go.
Okay, thanks so much for doing that. Okay. And okay. Oh, something, a request. We've been talking a lot about Ron's wonderful live special healing calls that he does approximately once a month. Sometimes we have a really terrific month, and Ron will do two in one month. And so someone has another suggestion. They say, Ron, a long time ago, you mentioned clearing the battle of the sexes, bring us women back to innocence, and you stated there was a need for this for both the males and females. Thank you for the consideration.
Yeah, boy, I wanted to do a conference call on that one.
Yes.
Boy, that was a while back.
Right.
Let's put that on the list again, yeah.
Yes,
so
we'll
self-empowerment call. Yeah,
We have so many, and which is wonderful. And someone saying thank you for that clearing. And this someone else wrote in to remind us we're close to the date of the Mayan Ascension from 2012. Which was 12/21/2012. So I don't know if that date will need to be cleared in the future. Let me see the 21st, what day of the week, if we have a show. There's no point in clearing it now. It's a Thursday, so maybe a week from tonight. Someone can remind Ron, he could clear the 21st then.
Sure, you can't, sounds good.
Could you clear it now, Ron, or would that be not worth it?
It's too far in the future for me.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to go into our emails. This is something we've discussed, but it's definitely worth discussing again. What is the difference between ley lines and grid lines?
Okay. The ley lines are natural on the earth. And typically I believe that's maybe water lines underneath the Earth. I can't say that completely, but a lot of dowsers look for the ley lines to find water. So that's my only input on that. And they could be high energy points also, since there's water running, or maybe it has run in the past. The grid line is how the aliens have mapped out the Earth as to what territory they have. And there's those special points, power points, we'll say, in both of these, ley lines and grid lines, where sacred buildings or buildings that they want to use for sacrifices, etc., are placed on those locations. And then from there they make them into, since there's so many, there could be, you know, symbols where the buildings are as these grid lines attach to each other. So the grid lines are alien, and the ley lines are what's on the Earth here. And a lot of times they're the same things. Because why not utilize a free energy, which is what would be on the ley lines, and make that into an alien PowerPoint place to get Earth energy along with what they're doing there, too. So hopefully I answered that for you, but they're very, very similar. So back to you.
Okay, and on Ron's website, which I didn't mention, I like to always mention it on the show, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There is a whole life clearing for each of those, one for the grid lines and one for the ley lines. So they're really powerful if you're a person who feels sort of stuck in a certain geographic location or called back to a certain geographic location. You might really benefit from that clearing. And it's something Ron has talked about a lot in the past, and he's done some samples of it on various shows in the past. So if you're, like many listeners, enjoy the archives, you're sure to come across some of those as you listen to them. And this might actually be somewhat related, Ron. Someone has been listening to the archives of the radio shows that were actually done somewhere else and are now being rerun on BBS twice a week. And so this person was listening to show number 18, which was from 2013. In this CTR show, you mentioned that being drawn to sacred sites may be a clue to a past life. How do these clues help me retrieve more spirit energy? For example, I used to wear a type of earring, which a reader, like a psychic reader, they mean, said and chuckled, those are like what you used to wear during a lifetime in Egypt. I'm always on the lookout to see if I can replace these since I lost them. He also said that the patch of freckles on my thigh is like an imprint of a knife wound I received in an earlier life. I don't want to overthink this, but at the same time, how do I use this information to help me with healing? Thank you, Ron.
I would look at the information that you're receiving as something that would be negative that happened to you, and you want to clear it out of your life completely. So I don't see it as a positive clue for enlightenment or for more understanding. It's the fact that you're being drawn into the past where situations happened to you. So you want to probably do timeline crashes on those to get rid of it. So that's what I perceive. The amount of spirit energy that you have is what you have when you come into this lifetime with, whatever that would be. And so naturally, through each incarnation, you lose part of it. Or it gets stolen, or it gets eaten, or it gets sliced and diced out there somewhere. Or it's outside of your body waiting to come in because somehow you did something and it forced it out. And maybe entities came back into your body so your spirit can't come fully into you. That's why we have clearings to release this stuff out of you. So, you know, to get more spirit energy, you won't get anything more than what you had when you came here. Unless you do one of the calls that I have, which is called Spirit in the Box, where we find where the aliens have stolen parts of your spirit and buried them. So I'll be doing that call. I'm guessing probably maybe the second or third month of next year. And you can get some more spirit fragments back, which will make you feel better and maybe be able to heal quicker and faster because you have more spirit fragments with you. So that's, you know, what happens. But when you do anything outside of yourself, trying to pull something in of you, it's just going to be around your body. It's not going to be from the beyondo. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, the body has ley lines and grid lines, similar to the mind matrix, the meridians, and chakras. Is this a valid observation, and would that be something worth clearing?
Well, I would say that, you know, the chakras would be what the aliens gave you to be able to control you. So it goes to all different places inside of your body. And you do have, you know, those key locations, those different nodes where maybe you could use acupuncture in a sense to, you know, tame something down, or, you know, maybe you have a tense muscle when you find that location and you can use acupuncture to help yourself. So that's the same thing, in a sense. If you look at your body as having grid lines, ley lines, that's your chakra system. And that's brought to you by the aliens who wanted to control your body. They need to get some way to come into you so they can attach things to you to physically control you or remote control you. Back to you, Ann.
Right, and Ron has the wonderful crown chakra clearing, which clears all the chakras and all many body parts. It has a shrink wrap option. It has an entity removal option, a spirit retrieval. It's a really, really wonderful healing. So if you want to check that out, you just go to Ron's website again and just type in crown on the index, and it'll bring up that healing for you, and you can purchase that, and available as an unlimited clearing. It's really wonderful. I run it all the time. And someone has a question about another wonderful healing, the self-empowerment. And they purchased that a long time ago and want to know how they can make it unlimited. So you may make that unlimited. And by doing what I just said about the other healing, the crown, just put in self, even, or self-empowerment into the index, and go back into the healing as if you're going to purchase it, and you'll see below the option to purchase it is the second option is to just add on another $50, and that makes it unlimited. So the self-empowerment clearing altogether is $100 if you want it unlimited, and that's a great idea.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And go on. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Okay. My middle name was of a relative who died tragically before I was gone. That clearing really took a lot of heavy energy off. Thank you so much. I think that was something you did on a show recently, Ron.
Okay.
So that's great. So, yeah, let me move on. Thank you. Oh, and I forgot to say, if you have questions, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll answer your questions on the radio shows tonight or tomorrow night. There's another show at the same time, 7 p.m., and tomorrow night Ron will be by locating us to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So if you can possibly join us live for that show tomorrow, it'll be really worth it to you. It's a really wonderful experience. Okay. Hi, Ron. The other day, I came in from a short walk. My lungs were wheezing, and I could hardly breathe. It was snowing. there were probably chemtrails. I started running the alien oxygen code and put up the entity clearing put on about any entities attracted to breathing issues. Laid down, and half an hour later was breathing fine, and the wheezing was gone. It was wonderful to have these to clear those issues. Thank you. The healings do work.
Yep.
Okay, someone, I think you were talking about the soul family disconnection clearing, which is wonderful, on a show recently, and someone said should be done 4 times in a row the first time, and then do your whole life as well as the clone clearings and the planet clearings, and now redo them because you've changed the options to do body and then spirit. So, yes, thank you very much, listener. We always appreciate people's input on different and often better ways to do the clearings. Okay. So, yes, someone is asking about the rerun kind of shows that we have. They're on Thursdays and Sundays. I think the Thursday is 4 p.m. and the Sunday is 7 p.m. Pacific time. So I think that somebody said they went on one time and they weren't on. I think BBS was making some changes to their server, but things should be back to normal next week or starting on Sunday. Oh, and the same person that wrote in that email I just read, Ron, that they were having trouble breathing and then ran the healings and felt better, they wanted to add, this is for people who get hit with chemtrails, because this has come up a couple of times lately. If I cannot shower and change clothes, so I guess that would be the first suggestion, I at least make sure I wash my face and hands with soap and water as soon as I can. Maybe put essential, in the past she would put essential oils under her nose to work as a filter, or just cover your face with hand scarf or a mask. And she suggests you can use those masks that you buy for painting projects. I think she means those white, like, surgical mask things. I've seen people wear those around. So that's a good suggestion. What do you think of that, Ron? Are you there? Oh, we may have lost Ron.
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear those suggestions about things to do to protect yourself if you've gotten, goo, whatever it is, from chemtrails?
Yeah, that one clearing does have the clone clearing on it. I forgot which one it is. The chemtrails, maybe shrink wrap, possibly. That may help you. You could do maybe the slime and web coat,
Right.
So those are all, they work with your skin layers.
Right.
So I don't have a clearing up, that is listed really for chemtrails, but the other ones could possibly help you out with that.
Right.
Like we did, I did the last Sunday call. We did 7 hours plus getting rid of the clone skin particles. It looked like little very, very small beetles, like little what are they, scarabs. So that's what they were dropping or coming on to us with from the clones that live here. That's why we're hunting down clones, in a sense, to get them off the planet, because it's an alien life form without a spirit, and it shouldn't be here.
Right. Oh, someone else also wrote in, you could timeline crash the chemtrails. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good one, but it still won't get it off your skin.
Right. And someone else wrote for chemtrails, do the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox.
Yeah, that's good.
Work, protection up that's given with it.
Yep, that can help.
Okay. And, yes, and thank you, listeners. We always appreciate input from everybody, and thank you, Ron. Someone is asking, much as you have now, you know, you can get the self-empowerment unlimited, as I just said, and the timeline crash, advanced timeline crash is now unlimited. This person has a request that you consider making the psychic billboard clearing unlimited.
Have to check on that one.
Okay. Oh, and someone also wrote in to remind us, and I should have mentioned this, that there is also a whole life chakra clearing. So in addition to the crown chakra clearing disconnection that I mentioned, there is also a whole life chakra clearing. That is also wonderful. The whole life clearings are very thorough.
Yeah, the whole life is for your whole lifetime, and it clears you out. Well, the individual ones will just work with you right now with what you have. So they won't go into the past of your whole life. That's the difference. So back to you.
Okay.
Anne.
Okay. Someone has a question about the mind of the body death barcode clearings. I'm very tired after running 7 out of 27. Can I take a break for a day or two and then continue?
Yes. Oh, yes. You could do that. No problem.
Yeah. Because Ron has often said sometimes certain healings will be hard on you, and you might even do a lot of healings and not feel it too much in the physical, and then one might make you feel tired. So, yes, you should pay attention to your own body. And, okay. I think this is a testimonial, Ron, for how you clear the dates for us all the time on every show as it's beginning. And so this listener wrote in, there have been 4 or 5 dates. When Ron cleared them, I felt a shift in energy or got dizzy. Most of the time, it's very subtle, but once I saw my death in a past life, then got dizzy, then felt much better.
Yeah, those dates go back to the get-go, so you don't know what's attached to you. Remember, it's all energetic cording. So if you realize that you're being corded to your past, and actually that's how the these unwanted universal travelers, we'll call them, get energy from you. Because you're living each day, you know, of the year, you know, for your whole life, whatever that would be, you know. And situations happen, and they can also plan and put into a certain date from the past as you're bringing it forward, coming into that date. They can put in your traumas throughout, you know, your basic time that you lived in this lifetime, along with other times. So remember, it's like an anniversary date happening, you know, every year. If you had a tragedy or a trauma, maybe, you know, at a younger age, maybe let's say 3 or 4 or something, you won't remember it. But all of a sudden, as you get older, that will start to kind of percolate, and then you're going to have an incident on that same date, and then it'll happen again and again. And or your ancestors had something, and they can bring that in for that date. So it's kind of one of those milestone markers that they attach things to for you to experience. Or if you don't experience, you're at least dealing with a trauma, and just living energizes that date for you. And then they can go back in time and collect all the energy from you maybe for decades. So back to you.
That's terrific, Ron. I was wondering, since we've been talking about the date a couple of times tonight, could you possibly do some clearings for us? I thought maybe you could clear the word Friday and also the planet Venus.
Okay, we'll clear Friday, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Venus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. So looking back on Fridays, I don't have much of a memory of my life, but I do remember every Friday I hated it because the auditorium were catering to the Catholics, and we had to eat these fish sticks. And I didn't, I'm not a fish person, so I just, you know, so that's what Friday meant to me. Oh, God, we got these crappy fish sticks coming from the cafeteria because our neighborhood has a Catholic church in it, you know? So that was what I can remember back then.
Oh, that's really funny, Ron.
And the whole auditorium stunk of fish, you know? That's what we ate at, you know? Maybe some people out there can kind of relate to that, you know?
Yes, because here's the thing, that even as a child, it surprised me. When I was little, I was raised Catholic, and I did go to a Catholic school for a while, so you'd expect that. But then even in public school, because you went to public school, right?
Yeah, public school. Yeah,
they would do it. They would still do it. They would have fish on Fridays. It was like something the Catholic Church got that to permeate the whole culture. And you know, even as you know, then I was a Catholic, thought this is weird. People are, why is everybody eating fish on Friday? So that's funny. So yeah, that might be something people need to clear.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also thought, Ron, because this really feels good, and there might be someone new listening, and this could really, you know, blow their mind, but are there any aliens hanging around those of us listening, and they might want to get out, and could you do a clearing for them or for us?
Well, typically, yeah, I'd say 99% yes. So let's do a clearing to help the enslaved aliens that are here to get out. And so some people, when I first started doing this, they got upset with me because they go, man, you're letting these aliens get out of here free, you know, free without having to pay the toll, you know, and I'm suffering here, and they've been beating me up for years, and now they get to leave. Well, just look at it that they can get to leave, and now they can leave you alone. So here we go. So I need to count to 100, and so typically you're going to feel... if you have something lurking around, you might feel the room temperature change. You may feel your body change. Normally it gets colder when they leave. Why? I don't know. It just does. You might feel your body kind of shiver or shake. If they're inside of you, they'll leave that way. So you're actually having that sensation of them leaving. It could be up in the corners, you know, of your room watching, listening. So they're kind of waiting to get out of here. So here we go. And they bring a lot of friends. And if some have done really bad things, they'll be scanned. And, you know, I won't talk about what happens after that. But the ones that are trapped here, which is what it's really for, you know, it'd be kind of like, you know, you go into a slaughterhouse, you're going by one, and you see all the cows out, you know, in the fields. And you go, you know, I'm going to do these cows a favor. I'm going to open up these gates so they can take off and not be butchered, you know. So that's kind of what we're doing here because they're in the same problem that you are in, and the aliens are keeping them here. So here we go. Releasing enslaved trapped aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So they're leaving. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I feel that everyone always really enjoys that, but if we had somebody new listening, they probably really felt it, and we'll see an improvement in their home or car or wherever they are listening to the show. When people listen to archives, do the aliens get cleared out when you do that?
Yes, always. Yeah, this one will always work for them.
Right. And on Ron,
you could run it, 20 times, in a row even, and it may clean out a lot of areas, around if you wanted to, like bring the archive up or even go on. We have it on the YouTube and on the website, but if you happen to be listening to this show on an archive and you go, wow, they may get rid of aliens, I'm in the shopping center now. Yeah, just to run that, over and over again, and you can just watch the place clean out. And normally when that happens, when entities leave and aliens leave, the amount of noise, mind shattered, number one, but number two would be the voices of people. Everything will drop down lower in volume normally when you start clearing these things out. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I don't know if this is, since we're talking about aliens, if this is something that's, hard for you to do, but it was really enjoyable, I feel, for me and for a lot of people when last week you had us bilocated and we went on a ship and fought some aliens. Would it be a good time to do that again, or are you not willing to do that yet or prepared to do that?
Well, we're already out doing this here. Right now I'm working with the earth elements, put the spirit energy back into them because it was taken out. So also working with energetic barriers throughout time. I don't know if there's that much of situations going on. The way it is now, the universe of light has like signposts out there, and it's telling the aliens that they can't come in, or the energies of these unwanted travelers. And so we have like staked out the territory of light. If anything does come into it, then they're on a suicide mission, and that's what they're choosing to do. So as far as hunting them down, we're not necessarily doing that. But if they do come in, then they already know what's going to happen to them, so they'll have an early retirement. So I don't know if it's really needed, for that, because there's nothing really major going on right now, except for just claiming territory. And
okay.
We're doing a cleanup. So if you want to do a cleanup job, that could be a little different. In fact, what I'll say is I was checking out the fire just to look at it in California here. I just did it, I think, once or twice here. And I came upon a picture in 2015 where they had that same situation happening. It had a road with one car on it where the car was on fire. And it was already on fire. And then I think the wheels were melted on it, the rims. And just next door to it was like a wooden fence with maybe barbed wire. And adjacent to that was an orchard. And it just like they typically took the car. Behind the car, maybe 100 feet, was a tree. So, they're talking about this fire. So if you didn't know any different, you would just look at the picture. If you had no caption, you would assume that this car just caught on fire on the side of the road and that was it. But it was actually, seeing the car at the edge of the fire. We couldn't see, behind because that's where the fire was. So anyway, what's going on with those, whatever you call them, the pulse weapons or whatever, different names for it probably. But that happened in 2015. So that's, typically whatever, 2 to 3 years ago. So, yeah, I could bring you people up if you wanted to do a cleanup here. It wouldn't be too much going on, I don't think. So here we go. If you want to do that, you can. We'll do it for 12 hours if you want. So just kind of take when the BBS show is over, add 12 hours to it and on your time zone, and that's when you'll be coming back. So we're going up. and, to the life step.
Should and say it out loud, right, Ron, that, yes, I want to join Ron and the special
forces. Yeah, just going as a visitor, in
okay.
a sense, just to see what's happening. So here we go. We're going up, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you can select your group if you wish, if you want to go there. You won't be enlisted. You're just going to be like a tag-along, we'll say. You're kind of watching what's happening. So there you are. You're doing it now. I don't perceive a lot of stuff happening. You're just doing a cleanup there. So scanning the territory of light for things that may even need help. You may actually even find yourself helping an alien without a spear in it, and they may be injured, and they may need some medical assistance. So we'll do that for them and can help them to where they need to go to after that. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. I think that'll be really that'll really feel good, and people will sleep really well, and they'll be protected tonight. And you can write in and tell us how this was for you, and we'll read it on the show tomorrow night. Somebody wrote in saying they run the help enslaved aliens leave Earth is the official title. I run it on my phone all day while at the mall. I've turned it on and noticed a real difference in the entire energy and tone of the whole room.
Yeah, so it's saying that a different way. Yeah, that's great. So mm-hmm. let's say that you're a cashier in a toy store or something, right, and you have your phone alongside of you. And you probably won't realize when you're starting to wait on, you know, the parents and the kids or whatever, that, excuse me, who you're waiting on, it could be an alien inside of that body. And so they're forced to go in and shop to buy something. And so by doing that, you're freeing them, and the body will still be there moving around. Maybe something else hops into it, but or maybe they're forced to be a hitchhiker. So you're actually helping them continuously, and that's probably what's happening, is that they're leaving, and the energy that the alien emits, their frequency, which doesn't relate to you, we'll say, and you may see it as a maybe even an odd harmonic frequency, it leaves and becomes more peaceful. So that's how I would say that's a great benefit to everybody and everything. So back to you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And what I will say, as we do these clearings, you know, like cold turkey, they do know that this is going to happen if it's requested on a show. So they're kind of coming to whoever has their computer on listening. But not that they're going to harm you. They're just hoping that we do this clearing so they can get out of here. Remember, a lot of those energies have a mass mind mentality. Once one knows that they all know it, and they start looking around for somebody who wants to listen to our show, hoping that they leave, that we actually do the clearing. So, yeah, that's the way it works. So instead of releasing maybe 10 in your room that could be there just hanging out, you know, having tea and crumpets or something, you know, that you can't see, all of a sudden, you know, all their friends come, and now they got a bus ticket out of here free of charge. So back to you.
Well, let's do it again tomorrow night then, Ron. I'll make a note of it.
Okay.
get some cleared out, and don't come back. Okay. Thank you, Ron. I'll move on to some questions. Hi, Ron and all. I have been having waves of heavy energy, and then I am fine, but I question why I am here and what is my true purpose. What healings would you suggest for me? And thank you for all you do for humanity.
Well, the true purpose is just to be here and be creative. That's the original purpose for coming here. I guess since, you know, everybody's been here for, you know, a long, long time, maybe up to, 100,000 years or so. Normally it's less, but we'll just say that. I guess your main thing is to get out of here in this lifetime, you know. So that could be your quest for this lifetime now, because you know you're approaching that 2,000-year cycle time. When it's going to be, I don't know. It should have been in 2008 in February, but that time is long overdue now. But You're just here to experience life and to get your energy back, you know, from the, you know, at least get your full energy from your spirit that came in this lifetime, and to get out of judgment so you can do the ascension. That's what you should be looking at. So back to you.
Okay, and I guess as far as recommendations, Ron, would be the usual, the emotional, start with the emotional healing. I think that's something everybody goes through. And, boy, the emotional healing will just balance out so much of that. And then the mental, and then get rid of entities, and, you know, you'll know what you need to do after you get started. Okay, Ron recently made a wonderful offer, which is that the media clearing, which is, I believe, $20 for 1 month, you can now purchase for an added $50 and make it unlimited. And the way you do that is make a $50 donation through the PayPal button on Ron's website, and then send your receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send you the codes. And so people have been doing that. And even if you've done the media clearing in the past, you can pay the $50 and have it do it again and then have it unlimited. So, Ron, somebody, I want to just remind people of that or share that if they didn't know. And someone has a question about the media clearing. Do you lose your interest in the news with the media clearing?
I don't think you would. I would say probably not, but you will lose the information or have it balanced, put back into neutrality when you see something, okay? So we could talk about the fires. You know, this is probably mainly related to people in California, unless you watch it yourself wherever you are to see what's happening. But let's just say the fires have been going on for quite a while. And so each day you turn the news on to see any updates, okay? So we'll say you see the first update a week ago. So you go, well, I don't want to get stuck with all these bad things and, this, you know, yada, yada, yada about the fire, so I'm just going to do the media clearing to take it away from me. So, yeah, right away that's taken away. So now your curiosity of seeing it next time could be a little bit less. So the next day you get up and you put the news on and you want to see what it is. And, you know, the charge of looking at it before, the curiosity is way less. So maybe after three or four times, you might say, well, I really don't care to look at it any longer. And so that would be how the media clearing could help you to release what you're looking at. So, and that's why you want it anyway, so you're not drawn into an event, and that's going to recycle. So everybody who is tuned into this, especially in California, and the people who have had this the experience themselves or, you know, known somebody, so we'll just talk about the person who's had this experience. So they had to vacate and move, whether or not their house, you know, got destroyed or not. But we'll just say that, you know, it wasn't that bad, but they had to relocate because they had evacuation happening. So right away, those people next year are going to remember this event, but it'll be much more imprinted on somebody who lost their house. So probably for their whole life, now that you're having a holiday, okay, and everybody has this holiday of Christmas every year, so it's going to be the holiday from hell for you, you know, for the rest of your life because you lost your home. So that's what a perfect setup. Pick a time that everybody's, you know, going to be celebrating something that normally should be a happy occasion, and now all of a sudden, you know, it'll be a negative one for you every year. So, yeah. That's how you need to look at it, too. And the aliens just love that. They can get all kinds of energy now. You can kind of remember when you were younger without any events happening, and you got, you know, you wrote to Santa, and you got your little gizwiz, you know, the next morning, and you're really happy and excited. Well, now it's going to be, you know, probably mental torture for people. So, and they really need to get all these clearings, you know, that we have the basic ones on the website to help themselves out. Otherwise, you know, their life is, you know, going to be awful. So, anyway, so that's how the media clearing can help you, because it can take away what you're seeking, what you're trying to find out about. Back to you, Anne, if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Ron. A slightly different way to look at it. I've always thought of it as if something I learned about upset me, whether it was the news or not, or I found myself maybe not even upset, but then maybe dreaming about it or thinking about it the next day, that would kind of be my cue. Oh, I need to clear that away from me because it somehow is affecting me. Or memories of something in the past. So,
yeah.
Or, you know, someone
yeah,
brought
it.
Up
that, yep.
all
you
that
know. Gets, all that gets keyed and triggered, yes. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. So I just put in anything I can think of that I remember, because we shouldn't even have a memory, you have told us, Ron. So
yeah,
why
yeah,
would I be
problem.
Around thinking about something that happened to me or someone else or in my area or whatever? You know, I shouldn't be thinking about that. So if it came to me through the media, which most things do, I clear it on there.
Yep, very good.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. That was great information. Okay, someone has a question, another question about the soul family clearing. Is this only good for living soul member families, family members? What about deceased soul family?
Well, a deceased soul family member, remember, they do have a body, and the body could have an entity in it, you know, emotional body that could hop into your soul family and then join you from, you know, in that direction. But deceased ones aren't going to give you a physical contract to have to sign up for to do. Remember, your soul family is giving you all those contracts and agreements. So, you know, if you didn't have anybody in your soul family, then you wouldn't have any agreements. You'd be free. Free of the incidences that they would cause you, you know. We talk about that a lot, about you learn the lesson, we'll say, of, you know, losing your wallet or, you know, purse or something or whatever, and it's happened to you, you know, 5 times in your life, and you finally know that you don't, you know, misplace it or leave it someplace, and you maybe put a chain around it or something like that, or, you know, a rope or something, or, you know, all purses have straps on them, so you're extra careful, and you learn maybe to put it inside of your coat in place of having it dangling outside of yourself where somebody could run and grab it. So you kind of learned all that stuff, and then all of a sudden somebody in your cell family goes, oh, man, I want to know what it's like to have my purse stolen, and I'm really afraid, and I'm a homebody, and I don't go out a lot. Can somebody do this for me? And your spirit goes, oh, yeah, we definitely know all about that. It's happened 5 times in the past. Yeah, we could do this again for you. No problem. So that's your soul family setup and agreements, you know, where it's all always negative, you know, all these things, because, you know, the positive ones don't have that much mileage in it. They just come and go, where the negative one makes you suffer. So you got more of those energetic bodies of yours activated, you know. So that's the way it works. That's why they, you know, don't use a lot of the positive things, although they do, but in comparison, you know, I'd say probably 90% of them are going to be negative happening events to you. So back to you.
Okay, and I, as always, have the soul family clearing running right now. So I'll just share that it has 6 steps. The first one is general soul family clearing. The second one is current soul family whole lifetime clearing. The third is past lifetimes clearing, so that might help out with deceased family members or soul family members. Then future lifetime contracts clearing, and then psychic billboard program disconnection, and then, of course, as is on every healing, a light infusion. But the this psychic billboard program disconnection is different than the one we were discussing earlier that you purchase monthly. This one just cuts off your programming, and I think it's really a valuable element to this clearing, because when I run that, which I do all the time, I feel like my soul family can't see me or find me. So if I don't have programs showing, I'm less under attack. I'm under attack a little less. Think I'm right about that, Ron?
Yeah, and it's a good time to clear this time of year, because if you're going to see your relatives, you know, at Christmas time or whatever, then, you know, they'll bring back all the stuff about you that could be, you know, one or two things could be harmful to you, you know, could push your buttons. And you don't need that when you go to a celebration, you know, or whatever, to see your family members. But what are they going to talk about, you know?
So, right.
What are they there to talk about? What are you there for? You know, to hear a bunch of gossip over the year about what
right.
happened to maybe one of your family members, you know? Like, hello? You know, run, don't walk, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Okay. We have a question about the harmonic frequency clearing. This person is feeling dizzy and has a little vertigo, and they're wondering, would the harmonic frequency clearing help?
All the clearings could help. That one I can't say if it's going to be, you know, a real big help. I would think the 108 body one would probably be maybe a better one to do, possibly, because that'll align all your energetic bodies. So maybe you have some that are out of whack or something. I'll take your spirits in and out. We have a little bit of time left here. And put your spirit in properly. That could be a problem, maybe. So here we go. I'll use the word out and in to do this here. So, and this could make you dizzy. So sit down or just kind of relax. Maybe you're laying on your bed or something, because you could get a little dizzy, but at least you'll be in your body properly. So here we go. Out and in, 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 out and in. There. And let's do it one more time. Make sure that your spirit is in the right direction now. So we made your spirit go into your legs more. So now we're going to do the same process. So your spirit's pointing forward. And here we go. Out and in, out and in. There we go. Now you're fine. So just see if that helps you.
Thank you, Ron. That, as always, that felt really wonderful. And I'll just share that you've shared in the past that our spirits tend to want to stay up in the upper part of our body and sometimes don't want to go down below our chest. And part of what this accomplishes is filling it out into our whole body down through our legs. So that's really good for everybody. Okay, since here's a great question, since we're still on Paranormal Friday. What is a handler? Can you please talk about that? Many blessings.
A handler is someone that you know in your life who has been, and there could be many different handlers, but the handler is there, probably has an alien life form that pops into that body, and they're spying on you. And they're making sure that you're in line with what the aliens want to for you to do, okay? So they're just probably checking your programs and everything else. So that's a handler, somebody who keeps tabs on you all the time. And it could even be, you know, a dog or cat or something, or your goldfish. So that's basically what that is, something that's, in a sense, just, you know, spying on you to make sure that you're following your programmed program. So back to you.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of people write in telling us that they know who their handler is. And some people just kind of accept it, because sometimes it's better if you're going to have a handler to just kind of manage that person, and it's a little bit of a game to just not let them bother you too much and maybe not give them too much information. I find that they're usually cloned out, or at least they seem like clones, and they don't even really notice what you say to them. It's kind of funny, actually, if you take it the right way. Let it upset you. They're not really listening. They like to ask a lot of questions, but it doesn't really stay in there. Okay, I'll move on to another interesting question. Hopefully we're getting near the end already, but I think we'll have time for this. I was listening to an archive from November 2014 where Ron was recommending to timeline crash your parents. Apparently, if they have gone through a difficulty, there's a good chance that you may end up going through the same difficulty due to aliens. My question is about how this would be done. Would we add our parents' name to our name in the timeline crash entry box, or would we have to purchase another timeline crash healing for each parent? Oh, I see. Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, typically, when you buy a timeline crash, it's for the person that it's going to be used for. So adding your name to it, I'm looking at it, trying to figure it out. It's a little confusing to know what to look for. Because you're having two names, you can only, in the clearing, you can only focus really on one name. Unless it's something that happened just recently where the two names are mixed together. So you're talking about something that's happened in the distant past with your parents and it's being transferred onto you. That's not the same occurrence within maybe a day or two. So you'd have to do a separate one for it to have the clearing go back for that one person. So just think of it like you're in the driver's seat of your car, and when you do a timeline crash, you're not worrying about the person next to you because, that's a different entity, different person. So when you do a timeline crash, you're going with your car through all those timelines, we'll say, to clean it out. And to do multiples at one time in that clearing, it's not going to be, probably very, very effective. It's going to be just like next to nothing. So you want to do a separate timeline crash for them with that incident. And then possibly, if it's cleared from them, it could very possibly, if it doesn't exist, and you do enough timeline crashes, then it may not exist in you. Because remember, we talked about energetic cordings. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's very interesting, Ron. And if you have, let's say, the advanced timeline crash, which is wonderful. It's $150 and it's unlimited for life and you can be running timeline crashes all the time. So could you put in the incident box being raised by so-and-so parent, like do your mother first and then your father, or would that be, is that too broad for timeline crash?
Well, you'd want to do a timeline crash for each name separately. And put what the incident is that the timeline crash needs to be released. Remember, you're releasing the timeline from that name, from that person.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if they're relative or not, or, your partner at work or something, You just go in there and you put that name in. And the incident that they're involved with, that they want to get off of that timeline.
Right. But, for instance, you wouldn't purchase a second advanced timeline crash for that person, right? Wouldn't you?
No. For that, right. That one I'll let slide. No, that one's fine.
Okay.
Normally, when you get the unlimited, it's just for you to use for yourself. But this one I'll let slide, so you can use that as unlimited for yourself and acquaintances, or parents, siblings, etc.
Right, and I'll just say one thing about the timeline crashes, because not even only the timeline crashes, a lot of the healings, people will have questions about what should I write and what should I exactly put in the box. And I had a situation just recently. I wanted a timeline crash, and it was a little tricky to me because it was, you know, a meeting, and I wanted to crash that, but I also wanted to crash the subject of the meeting. And I realized, well, wait a minute, I'm letting like half the day go by. So I just sort of did my best putting in what I thought was right and started them running. And then I thought, and they haven't ended yet, but then I'll see how I feel, and then I'll be able to edit it, I thought, more thoroughly and be more clear, and I'll run more timeline crashes. Does that sound like a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, because you don't know what you don't know. Just know that you have a problem, and you may see more than one way of doing it, and just do one of those. Don't get bogged down as a bunch of them. Just do one of them, and then you can see if there is another one that you need to get rid of.
Right. Great. Okay, Ron. Well, unfortunately, wonderful show. Again, there's another show tomorrow. There is a 7-hour healing call on Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. The information about that is on Ron's website. You can sign up for it and pay to join us on that wonderful call for 7 hours of physical healing with Ron on Creation Lightship. And hope to see you all tomorrow evening. And thank you, Ron. We'd love to have, as always, the Mind Heart Drop.
Okay, so here you go, everybody. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And counting down, using from 10 to 1, you can feel the thoughts move. So do it 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Anne, and thank you, listeners.